My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Shryan and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
May I present four friends of mine? John Amis, partnered by Frank Muir, and their opposite numbers, Ian Wallace and his partner, Dennis Norden. Our programme secretary is also our scorer. It all adds up, or at any rate she does. So will you greet our charming, incorruptible Scots person, Mary Bell? Music, they say, is an international language. So, John, despite the foreign title, Danza Fanciulla Gentile, I'm sure you'll recognise this dame's voice. Singing a little higher than her normal tessitura.
Yes, I think I know the record. It's Janet Baker.
Yes, it is.
With the Academy of St. Martin's.
Yes.
Singing those arie antiche.
That's the thing,
absolutely,
yes.
Wonderful record. The dame on her best form. Yes.
Frank, your question, who's the singer and where is the place?
Ecce Jalisco! Ecce Jalisco!
Guadalajara, Guadalajara, Guadalajara.
Yeah, the singer, the voice.
Guadalajara is
Guadalajara, yes.
I gather it's the place.
Yes, where is the place, Guadalajara?
Well, at a guess, I'd say it's Spain or South America or both.
Marvellous. One in Mexico and another one in Spain. Who was the singer, please?
I
didn't. Voice. Didn't recognise him.
No.
Let's let the audience tell you. Who was the singer?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nat King Cole was the singer.
What singer?
Anyway, Guadalajara. Guadalajara. Ian, your question, still on music as being the international language. I went once to the theatre, some show at the Aldwych Theatre. No, one occasion I went... Sorry, purist. I went to the Aldwych Theatre on one particular occasion to see a play, can't remember what it was, and I found sitting next to me in the stalls a certain lady. This lady. Tell me her name.
Endlich ist die Welt uns entglitten und wir fahren in unserem Schlitten und wir fahren in unserem Schlitten durch ein Tal im Schnee.
Yes. Familiar song.
Familiar song, yes. Indeed. Very familiar. The sari with the fringe on top. The voice is unmistakable, I think. Yes. Marlene Dietrich.
Dietrich it was. Marlene Dietrich. Yes. Dennis, same lady, same language, but who is she singing about?
Fräulein Annie wohnt schon lang nicht hier. Warum fragen Sie erst heute nach ihr? Sie sind doch der Herr, den sie uns immer beschrieb. Blaue Augen, frecher Mund, der träumerisch blieb. So lang hat sie gewartet und sie hatte sie so lieb. Nein, Fräulein Annie wohnt schon lange.
Her name is
Annie. Fräulein. Doesn't live here anymore.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah. Which song would you really like to hear sung in German?
Well, you know that, like John knew the record that Dame whatever it was came from. I think I know the record that this comes from. One of the reasons I know it is it only costs £2.99. But if I remember, she sings on it actually. A beautiful... It's not all the songs translate well into German, as Sally with the Fringe on Top was an example, but Time on My Hand,
yes,
she sings.
Yes, that's right.
And it really gets quite a lot of added gravitas or something from it.
Yes. One of the greatest of all composers provides the music for this next round. John, This record is somewhat tersely catalogued as Schubert Rev Badura Skoda oblique stroke Richter. Schubert Rev Badura Skoda stroke Richter. What's all that about?
It's the Richter scale we heard.
Schubert Rev.
Yes. Rev, R-E-V dot.
Revised?
By?
Who did you say?
Badura Richter? Skoda.
Badura Skoda.
Yes.
Well, Badura Skoda is a pianist and a musicologist.
Yes, and what's Richter got to do with it?
Richter's probably playing the jazz.
Yes, Svatoslav Richter, that's right. Yes,
and you know what the Skoda stands for? No, you're the quizmaster, I mustn't ask.
But tell me.
Skoda sponsored Badura's career. And that's, but one of the conditions was that he put his name, Skoda, his real name is Paul Badura.
Oh, that's rather nice.
With ball bearings.
Little bit like June Bronhill, am I right, Ian? June Bronhill, whose hometown in Australia, got together and sponsored her trip to England to study, and she named herself after the town that had subscribed.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
Nice, that Badura Skoda.
But telling you something you didn't know, may I tell you a story about another pianist, Emil Gilels, who was in the Middle West in America, and a man came in and asked for an autograph, and as he was turning to leave, he said, "Well, Mr. Gilels, you've been so kind to me and so helpful. I'd just like to ask you a question, your advice. It's pronunciation. Should it be pronounced, I've heard both, should it be pronounced Schubert or Schumann?"
Well, in that case, Schumann, Fantasia in C, the Wanderer, Fantasia. Frank, a lot of people find modern music aggressive rather than calming. So, Frank, is that Franz Schubert played by the Alban Berg Quartet or Alban Berg played by the Franz Schubert Quartet? What are you looking at that piece of paper for?
I'm not looking at this bit of paper, I'm looking at his piece of paper, which has got Operation 161, Op 161.
Oh, that's clever stuff. Yeah.
Schubert, thrice underlined. Mm. So, might that help towards your answer?
Thank you, yes. Schubert played, yes, I'll accept that happily, the Alban Berg Quartet playing Schubert's G major quartet. Ian, Schubert again, this time a song. What are the words saying, broadly speaking, and who's singing them, please?
Basically, rockabye baby.
Yes, go to sleep, rockabye baby. That's right. And the singer, did you recognise her voice?
I think this is one of my very favourite sopranos. If I'm right, it's Emmy Ammerling.
Ellie Ammerling, yes, Ellie Ammerling. It was Dutch lady, a lovely, lovely,
beautiful singer.
Mm. Dennis, for you, a different side of Schubert's personality. Schubert was 20 when he wrote that A minor sonata. You complain sometimes that I lower the tone a bit when I'm asking you questions. In that first movement, Dennis, does the recapitulation occur in the subdominant minor?
Well, I would say that since Arthur Scargill's been looking after him, there's no such thing as a subdominant minor.
I think that's the prize for this particular
week. Did you raise your tone at
absolutely
me?
Absolutely. The answer, in case anybody's interested, in yes, it does. 8 tunes, 8 titles between them. In other words, gentlemen, the piano medley. Those song titles, please. Half a mark each. The first one, John, you'd get.
Plonk.
Yes,
Francis Plonk.
Plonk. Yes, that's
Mouvement
right.
Perpetuel.
No. No. No, it's from a ballet. No, it wasn't that
Les
I played. I played...
Oh, yes, the Adagietta from Les Biches.
Adagietta from Les Biches. Fair enough for his half mark. Then, yagadagadan, Frank.
Chiribiribin.
Thank you very much. You said that as if it were the last contribution you'd ever made to this programme.
It's the first contribution I made to the medley for about 3 years.
Did you know the next one?
No, not the way you played it. The way you sing it's better.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
I still don't.
You can put him right,
yes,
can't you?
A journey to a star.
Alice
Faye. Yes.
I don't think he gets the mark, though, do you?
I want the mark.
Then came...
Gentlemen Rankers, Out on the Spree, Kipling.
Yes, the something song. Not worth waiting for, the Whittenproof song.
Oh, Whittenproof,
yes. You certainly got it, anyway.
That was John of those songs that you hear now and then.
One of those songs, that's right. Leading into
Stout-hearted men.
That's right, yes. I was quite pleased with that juxtaposition.
There was good juxtaposition. Didn't I say it was a good juxtaposition?
Oh, yes, you did. Then came...
If you want to do some time, bash a policeman.
Yes. You're joking, of course. Yeah. Right. And then...
Well, I come with your lips so close to the telephone when they should be close.
And I said it's a fine old English gentleman.
Kitty. No,
isn't
like
it a pity? Kitty, the telephone,
yes,
whatever
that's
it is.
Right. Yeah. Kitty, the telephone girl. The first two of those four bars, Ian, were like old English gentlemen, but the last two clinched it.
Yes, I began to have my doubts as it went on, yeah.
Yes. The film composer John W. Green wrote a charming tune that he called Serenade to a New Baby. Serenade to a New Baby. I wonder if you can think of an existing song that one could dedicate to a new baby. Something appropriate. Tough to come to John first, but you're writing, John, so that's a good sign. A new baby.
I can't give you anything but milk, baby.
Surprised you can manage that.
Frank, something? New baby.
Baby, it's cold outside. Don't have any more Mrs. Moore.
Enough. Ian, a new baby.
Nappy days are here again.
Oh, yes. I think that might be the winner, but Dennis, what have you got for a new baby?
Well, the one that's straight worker was Is You Is or Is You Ain't. But you know, we were always doing a round about misprints in song titles.
Single letter misprints.
Single letter misprints. I was sent a nice one, which was, I can't give you anything but a love, baby.
Oh yes. Somebody wrote to me and said, have you thought about, I'll sing three songs of Araby? That's scuppered you next time you sing it, Ian, hasn't it? That'll slide it. Speaking as the only film girl who actually dropped off to sleep during Star Wars, I suppose I have to admit that I'm not really a science fiction fan. Nevertheless, one or two science fiction films have got through to me. John, whose music was this, please, and for whose story? It was the end of it, wasn't it?
The sad thing is that since Sir Arthur Bliss died, I'm no longer able to give the imitation. But that was, in fact, from my ballet and my film, Things to Come, H.G. Wells, Alexander Korda.
That's right. Like you,
I... Could be like him.
Well, it was. Like,
it is
like you, I knew and loved Sir Arthur Bliss, and it's exactly like his voice, yes. Sir Arthur Bliss's music from Things to Come. Oh, did you tell me the name of the author?
H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells, you did, that's right. Right, Frank, who is or are returning to the sound of this music?
Return of the Yeti.
Really?
I haven't had the privilege of seeing. It's almost certainly by John Williams.
Yes, it is by John Williams, using his Star Wars theme yet again. But they're not quite Yeti.
Yedi.
No, not
Yedi.
Quite Yedi. Jedi.
Yippee, yeah, Yedi.
J-E-D-I. That's
Jedi.
That's them, that lot, yes. Ian, much earlier, a kind of sci-fi, and the sort of title music that takes me straight back to the one and ninepennies. Love interest coming in there.
Is that a touch of the Ronald Coleman?
You're doing marvellously. I had a long stitherum here about how to help you, and you've got sounds like you've got it. I was going to say, Dmitri Tionkin's first big film score, later on Conway is going to meet Chang, and Margot will age visibly. Mm-hmm. You've got it. It's
Lost Horizon.
Lost Horizon, yes. Very good. Ronald Coleman, H.B. Warner, Margot, and various others, yes. Then it's definitely science fiction, this. Who is falling and from what? Score for
King Kong, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes. He had put Fay Wray in a safe place. And
yeah,
he
put her up on the ledge, and he was falling from the Empire State Building. Yes. And the last line is, "'Twas beauty killed the beast."
Yes, that's right. Mm. Dennis, I believe, in spite of the best interests of cinema, you're still a keen cinema goer.
In fact, I can't understand. When you said you fell asleep during Star Wars, I was only wondering what other exciting pleasures you managed to fall asleep during.
You fall asleep during Beethoven's Mrs. Lendis,
right,
don't you?
Yeah.
So it's a score of one all.
Yeah. I don't even know her. Yeah.
Well, this is where Mary lays aside her score sheet in favour of some singing. Can you sing?
Yes.
You can? Yes. Well, not everybody can. Frank. Sorry, I'll repunctuate it. Yes, not everyone can. Frank starts us off with a bittersweet bit of singing. Right?
Go on, then. I'll see you again, whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between. But what has been is past forgetting. There's sweet memory across the years will come to me. Though my life may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo of a sigh. Goodbye. Next week, Mary and I must do the verse, the duet.
Oh, yes. Now, Miss Sarah, if you please, sing us a little for me. Meanwhile, John offers one of his unaccompanied folk songs, The Little Horses. A lullaby, what, from the New World, John?
That's all right. Hush, you, my, don't you cry. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses. Black and beige, dapple and greys, coach and six little horses. Blacks and beige, dapples and greys, coach and six little horses. Hush, you by, don't you cry. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you'll have sweet cake and all the pretty little horses. A brown and a grey and a black and a bay and a coach and six little horses. A black and a bay and a brown and a grey and a coach and six little horses. Hush, you by, don't you cry. Oh, you pretty little baby. Go to sleep, little baby.
Dennis, this song has a familiar tune, but with unfamiliar words. Can you explain, Dennis, please?
Well, if the familiar tune is, I guess I'll have to change my plan, which was the music was written by Arthur Schwartz and the words by Howard Dietz in 1929. But 5 years before that, 1924... Arthur Schwartz wrote it when he was a counsellor at a camp, a song about being under canvas and living in tents. And the guy who wrote the lyric was somebody else who was working there, somebody called Lawrence Hart. So, I love to lie awake in bed. Right after taps, I pull the flaps above my head. I let the stars shine on my pillow. Oh, what a light those moonbeams shed. I feel so happy I could cry, and tears are born within the corner of my eye. To be at home with Ma was never like this. I could live forever like this. I love to lie awake a while and go to sleep with a smile.
Ian, do you admire the musical opinions of Lutosławski?
Yes, I should think so.
Good. I only asked because he once quoted a Polish saying that a baritone is halfway between a tenor and a man.
I think I revised my opinion.
I don't think John likes it much either. Never mind. Let's have a lovely baritone song from South Pacific.
Some enchanted evening you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Can explain it, who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your your true love. When you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Never let her go. We must let you go, though, with the news that this week we have a modest victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.